Nyatanga tells Studio 7 that the Zimbabwe Football Association erred in pardoning those who were in the first place involved in the so-called Asia Gate scandal that netted Warriors players and members of the technical team. Former FIFA Chief Executive Officer Henrietta Rushwaya, who was banned for life by the previous CAF-duelled board, has been fingered as the masterminder of the current match-fixing scandal. She was not available for comment. Nyatanga says by trying to reverse what the CAF-duelled FIFA executive did, the Philip Tiangwa-piloted FIFA board worsened the situation and are also to blame for the match-fixing mess that has become the talk of the international sporting family. A Singaporean, Chan Sankaran, is accused of working with local and South Africans to fix matches in the Absa Premiership as well as those of the Warriors. That aside, Zimbabwe are in danger of having no team in Pan-African football as competition progresses. This follows Harare City's 2-1 defeat at the hands of Zanaco of Zambia in the first leg of the first round of the CAF Confederation Cup at Rufaro Stadium on Saturday. African football history dictates that teams which lose at home rarely progress to the next round of any competition, and Harare City are in danger of bowing out of the competition following the shock home defeat. The Harare club was trailing 2-0 before Ronald Chituyo came up with a goal, and coach Chaurai Mangwiro admits that his team did not play well.
It was a game in which we didn't do as well as we expected. I thought we didn't ask many questions, allowed them to sneak in with goals at crucial stages of the match.
Mangwiro, however, is still hopeful and optimistic that the Sunshine City boys would win the return leg in Zambia.
We still have a hope, having scored that. So there is still hope.
But football fan Chaona Mshokori is of the opinion that Harare City will not have it easy in Zambia, where Zanaco has a large following.
Return leg is going to be difficult for them. So it's going to be very difficult for them.
The Zimbabweans need to score at least 2 goals without reply to guarantee themselves of qualification to the next round. Zimbabwe's CAF Champions League representatives, Chicken Inn, were knocked out by South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns 2 weeks ago. Now to cricket. The Zimbabwe national team is on its way back home after they were eliminated from the 2020 World Cup by Afghanistan. The Zimbabweans lost out by 59 runs and captain Hamilton Masakadza conceded that they did not play according to plan.
Didn't do anything according to the plans that we had. We kept changing and that didn't help us too much.
The Zimbabweans will now be just like spectators as they watch others play on television. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.